around or join them today. We really appreciate the praise team. They choose very wonderful songs, and especially now because they are only two, so they are doing every other week the leadership, and I know they take time to prepare. So could we just appreciate them again with a hand clap? They're really doing good. Yeah, yeah, we really appreciate you, Cindy, Lord Will, and Maria, and the whole team. So God is so good, and just in the midst of the praises, you know, one of the song really struck strongly on me. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm singing and I'm thinking, is this really the case? Because we are singing, Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. But is that really true? How do I live my everyday? Do I live it like Christ is all I need, really? But thank God for these songs, because they don't really have to mean what is happening. But they are reminding us, this is what is supposed to happen. Christ is meant to be all we need. He's meant to be enough for us. When I wake up, you just tell God, my significance is in you. My provision is in you. My hope is in you. My tomorrow is in you. Like my everything, you know. That song was just telling me, this. Of course, this is not the case, because sometimes I'm just trying to run my life the way I want. I'm just trying to figure out things the way I want. And that means I'm not making Christ enough for me. But they chose this song, and as I sing it, God is just reminding me that Christ is all I need. He is enough. I think he's not enough the way I live my life, but he is enough. And that's what the song is reminding us today. So as we go through this week, just remind yourself, Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in him. Wow. I don't know what you need today, but it's all in Christ. Amen. So I want to invite you for testimony time and prayer requests also. I know there are people who are happy because they have praises. There are those who are a little low, they have prayer requests. So we invite all of you. We are here to pray with one another, to rejoice with one another, to trust God with one another, to celebrate with one another. So I invite you, if you have a prayer request, you want us to pray with you, you have a praise report, something happened and you want to appreciate God and to encourage other believers through it, or maybe you just have an announcement, we need to know something. Most of us don't go to the Japanese service, and sometimes important things happen in the church. We would like to know. So this is your time. Welcome.
Grace has high heels, that's why she's much taller than me. Well, first a prayer request. My sister wrote to me about her daughter, Shammy. You know I've talked about this, and I'll talk about it a little bit more in my message, but my niece, Shammy, has been put in hospice care within the home. So she's been having some seizures and mini strokes, according to the doctor, and according to Pastor Gil, she saw the pictures of my niece, and he said, yeah, there's some pretty severe brain damage going on there, so, and she can't function at all, sitting, standing, getting in bed, getting out of bed. Of course, she hasn't talked for months, but, so, just pray for Shammy, as the, you know, God can do a miracle, I know, but as the end seems to be approaching. And for my sister, as she's going to need this help from these hospice people, she's going to need help getting through this difficult time. So, my sister's name is Priscilla, and Shammy is Shammy, S-H-A-M-I-E, is very Shammy. And just one more thing, happy birthday, United States Marine Corps, 244th birthday of the United States Marines. You know, hoorah, thank you, Tim. There's only two of us here, and probably only two knew that and could appreciate that. And so, you know what Marines do now that we have social media is we go on social media and we kind of start to apologize to the Army, Navy, and Air Force and say, you got to put up with us for a few days now because we're the only ones who celebrate our birthday, you know, and we're the only ones who should. Sorry, with that. Hoorah. My name's Tim. In 1829, President Andrew Jackson, he had this plan to merge the Marines with the Army. You probably know about that, Kevin. And there were some opponents in Congress, and Archibald Henderson, who was the commandant of the Marine Corps for 38 years, was very, of course, very strongly opposed, and our side won, so we still exist. But there's a lot of dedicated Christians in the military. I don't know if any of you have ever met dedicated Christians. I've known quite a number, and a good friend of mine from those many years ago has been faithfully serving the Lord as a pastor in New Hampshire for decades now. And I have another friend from those days who went on to become a chaplain. He was just a regular, grunt like the rest of us, but he went on to become a chaplain. And from active duty to reserve, active reserve, and now he's retiring. But a lot of dedicated Christians. So there's a spiritual side to this. It's not just, the other stuff. But you got saved there, and the truth is I did too. I came to Christ Easter of 1979 in Yuma, Arizona. It was the Marine Corps Air Station in Yuma, Arizona, with a little Gideon's Bible. You know why, if some of you know that I'm helping with the Gideons. I'm a member of the Gideons, and that's the main reason why, is that's how I got saved, was from a little. When you enter the military, in those days, I don't know about today, they give you a tiny little pocket New Testament, and it has the plan of salvation and everything in it. And it was in the bottom of my, we call them sea bags, the bottom of my sea bag, the big bag you carry around for 3.5 years. And I just came to a point where God just brought me to a point where I just knew life couldn't go on the way it was going. So a lot of things happened, and I pulled that thing out, pulled that New Testament out, and I got saved. So I always want to pray and ask prayer for my son, Micah. It's a little bit of a complicated story. I can only give some very brief, just a very brief sketch. The truth is, I don't know a lot of the details. I know more than I can share with you guys right now. My wife knows more than I do. For a number of different reasons, the family my son has been staying at, the wife and her three children that are living with her, they've decided to live separate from the husband, only about a block down the street. And the marriage is, it's, they're staying together. It's not a question of the marriage being on the rocks. They need time apart. She got counseling from a number of different counselors, some in Japan, some when she went back to visit the States, and this seems to be God's will for right now. So my son is living with the husband, and it's just the two of them. And the husband, he keeps busy with other work. He does weddings also, and he's trying to publish a book. But he's a very private person. And in fact, his wife thinks that this husband is almost like hikikomori, almost, kind of doesn't really keep in touch with the outside world. He's not real extreme, but he's very, lives in his own world, And so what the wife told us, our friend told us, is Micah has begun to kind of help out with this husband. Like he washes his dishes now. He seems to be, because it's just that home that they're in. It's a smaller home, and Micah is actually reaching out to help out, to help the two of them survive as two men. The wife comes over maybe 2-3 times a week. She'll bring groceries or, find out what they need. She calls or texts every day, so they're keeping in constant contact. I mean, she's only a block down the street with the kids. So she feels like maybe this is something good we're seeing in Micah. Maybe he's in a situation where someone seems to be kind of in the same boat that he's in, and he can help, he can be of help to somebody instead of always receiving help. So just ask your prayers for the situation right now with our son Micah and the man Pat. Pat is the husband's name. Pat, Micah and Pat in the same home. Pat is a few years younger than me, and Just that God will work his will in that whole situation. And of course, if you could pray for Pat and Debbie, our friend's name is Debbie, the couple, Pat and Debbie. They're just going through a difficult time, and it just seems that this separation for a period of time is what would be the best for now. But of course, their goal is ultimately full reconciliation. And so I just ask your prayers for the situation there. But thank you all very much. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jim. Maybe some of you know Katya, who's been coming here for the last few months. He's a teacher at Yasuda High School, Junior High School. And he has a school festival or something today. And he said, funny, for a long time he wasn't going to church, but now he started coming to church. He said 2 weeks away, he really misses church, and he really wants to stay faithful to Christ while he's away. And I said, it's too late for the bulletin, but we could pray together. And maybe some of us feel like that too. I mean, I've got 1 week I can be at church, 1 week not at church. And it's really good to be back. And I realized too, when Maria was leading the worship, that for many of us, it's like the week is really hard. We come here and we almost like we're flying in comparison, really full of praise and thanks. And still we've got a difficult week to face. But it's really, so if there's a time when you can't come to church, you feel it more. But it's really reminds us, during the worship time, I was just really blessed that God really does restore us on a Sunday, lifts us up, and shows that we are special when we're loved, when we may not feel like that at work or whatever. Anyway, so please pray for Katya. Next week, I'm afraid I won't be here either, but please pray that we can stay close to God.
Just an announcement. It's been announced that next week, 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock will be the bazaar in the church. This week is 24. And it's going to be for the donation for the earthquake relief. So if you can come early and then participate in any way, that would be great. So that was the announcement today. Pastor Hiroshi is away today, so pray for Pastor Hiroshi. He was preaching in another church, so let's pray for him. I just want to praise the Lord for the, you know, like Jim was saying, you know, being a church and praising this makes a big difference after a week. And I like the rhythm and things, so I like to join them just to praise together, because it's like I sometimes when I'm deep in a dark place, I turn my eyes off and imagine in heaven surrounded by saints singing to the Lord, you know, and I have to look around and get myself up. And it's still like that being with them. It's like they're worshiping, so they bring me to where I should be, praising God. So it feels great to be around worship. I hope I don't mess with their rhythm. I like that, so I just want to praise the Lord for that. We went, as most of you know, my Los passed away recently. And in Japan, they do the ceremonies. They don't bury in the ground like in Guatemala. They burn the body in cremation. Sorry, I couldn't get that word. And after cremation, they leave 49 days. They keep it in the house for family and friends to come and give their greetings. They didn't know, people don't know when the person dies, so they give it time, 49 days. told you, I lived with my mother-in-law for 23 years since I came to Japan. And she supported me, she helped me, she took care of my children. And it was like my mother to me. And we just, yesterday we put her ashes in the grave. So I want to praise the Lord for what I received, even though she didn't turn to the Lord. And I felt like I did try my best to, and she was accepting to my faith. She never rejected my faith, even supported, because we were in trials, and she was supportive of me, for us being Christian, so that was great. But it still struggled on my heart, like a person that blessed me so much and didn't know Christ. I wish she would, but I give praise to the Lord for that. So pray for Makiko. She's really busy with taking care of everything. You know, when the person passed away, he leaves a lot of things undone and taking care of things. And so Makiko is busy right now. So pray for us at work. Okay, my oldest son is coming back in 2 weeks, so praise for that.
Good afternoon. My name is Eric. I just want to thank God. I want to praise Him. Last 3 weeks ago, before that, I have been in my stomach almost 2 weeks, and I searched in Google. I think it's in stomach, intestine, or in kidney, I don't know. And when Pastor Chris asked my house, my family in the Philippines, I said, it's okay, but I'm not okay because I'm not feeling well. So what's happened? I said to him, I have pain in my lip side of my stomach, and then Pastor Chris told me that I will pray for you. And then after 1 week, I received a message from Pastor Chris. Oh, how are you? Are you okay? No, I have pain in my stomach. But it's getting better. And then after 2 weeks, and until now, it's getting better. And now I feel completely healed, and I just want to thank God, because sometimes the Holy Spirit will show us who is in need. So maybe Pastor Chris is guided by the Holy Spirit to show to him that who is in need. And then it's true that our God is good and is a great healer. And I just want to thank, and yeah, we just continue to praise Him and give all the glory to Him. Thank
you. Good afternoon to everyone. I'm Mark. I just want to ask prayer for my coworker, because last Monday one of my coworker got accident. He grind his almost 80% of the layer of the tissue is gone, and then he need to rest at least 1 month and then 3 months for the therapy. And the thing is, my coworker is still new. Almost 2 months ago he come here in Japan. That's why it's very hard for him. And then we decided, each and every one, my coworker, because we are almost person in our apartment, that we can support him a little bit for the budget for his food for the 4 months, because no work, no pay in our company. I'm hoping that the company will give some, what do you call it, insurance. Yeah, that's why it's very hard for him right now. I pray please keep add him in your prayer. His name is Lee. Lee. Yeah. Palma. Thank you, God bless you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for praying for my job. I got that job, and I started to work almost 20 weeks ago. And I always thinking of God bless on me. And so many, now I have many hard things. For example, new human relationship, build up, so many things. So, but I'm really happy to go to work. And God bless you. Thank you.
I'm Cassie. I wanted to give you an update on our friend Miriam from Venezuela, who is here for 50 days at World, excuse me, World Friendship Center. And she has left the country, but she was able to find some friends in Greece who were willing to have her come to their home. So she did arrive in Greece, and I'm very thankful that she did not have to go back to Venezuela yet. Keep her in our prayers.
Thank you all for your testimonies and prayer requests. I would like to share briefly about my ministry. And I shared with you that I started going to the park in the university to do some ministry there, not so much, just short. And one of the things that have really affected me is fear. I'm so fearful. I remember when I was growing up with my sister, when we were young, my mom would send us for errands to our neighbors or to our relatives, and my sister is younger than me, but I wouldn't speak, so I would always push her to go and talk what my mom has sent us to do. And I have good memory of that, all because I'm so fearful to face people. And so I've gone to the park, not once, not twice. I will see someone seated there lonely. Then I just have a lot of fear on me. I fear, and then I don't go. And I just go back to my workplace, and I knew I just feared. And I remember 3 weeks ago, I shared with Chris and Say to pray for me about the fear, because I really want to do what God has called me to do. And there's one thing he told me. He told me, we will pray, but fear may not necessarily leave you. But what you do is think about the joy of someone hearing the gospel for the first time. That's what he told me. He works for him. He thinks about the joy, and when he thinks about the joy, the fear is just overcome, you know. Because I don't see any, I fear, but I don't know what I'm fearing. Because as I shared with you previously, so far out of like 6 or 7 people I've met, only one, they didn't reject me. He just said I don't need to hear about God. And it was just in good. So I don't know what I'm fearing, but anyway, God is helping me. So this week I went to the park and I prayed, God bring someone to the park that I can talk to. I saw this young man, and I think I've seen him before in the park. And I wasn't sure he's the one or not until he told me he's been admitted from July. That means I've seen him before in the park. He comes to smoke. But this day he was there, and I'm saying, I don't know why I don't have the courage to face young people. I prefer older people. So I went to the park, and then not this young man again. But God is telling me he's the one I want you to go to today. And I have a Bible with me. This time I brought some Bibles so I can go with it. And then he came to the park, and he was talking on the phone. And he's talking. And I just told God, I pray that he can finish his conversation so I can approach him. And for sure in 4 minutes, I said 5 minutes. In 4 minutes he ended the phone call. And then he started smoking. So, okay, God, I need to give him time to finish smoking. But then I just get a lot of fear again. I can't go. Just, you know, the voices speaking to me. Why? Me, I cannot stand in front of a Japanese people and talk about God. You know, just lies from the enemy. They just come and bombard me, and another 5 minutes is gone. I need to go back to work. And then oh, grace, this guy will go, because there are times I've battled like that and someone will finish and go back and they are gone and they miss the opportunity. So I'm battling like that. I'm saying, okay, can I go? No. He will go back to the hospital. But finally I stood up, you know, just with fear, but I just remembered what Christian said to me. Imagine if this guy will hear the gospel for the first time, that joy. And surely every time I leave the person, the joy is so much that I cannot even think about the fear I had. So I went and approached him and said, hi. And he was so, so accepting, you know. He looked so different from what I thought he is as a young person. He's maybe in his 30s, and I saw the hunger in his face to hear about God, and he explained to me he's truly been admitted for 4 months, yeah, from July. He's been in the hospital from July. He was diagnosed with cancer of the testes in April, and then it moved to the lymph nodes. He explained to me, and I always check my phone because these medical terms, I don't know them. Anyway, please pray for him. His name is Ito Yuya-san. He's a young man, and I had about 5 minutes to just tell him about Jesus, and he looked like he really wanted to hear it, and I thank God for that, because I felt, imagine if I lost this opportunity, because I almost lost it, because if he just went back to the hospital and my time was gone, then I would have never maybe talked to him, because actually he told me I'm checking out of the hospital in 1 week's time, so from July, and just 1 week he's checking out. I don't know whether I'll ever get the opportunity to see him again, but I did thank God that he accepted to hear the gospel, and he also accepted the Bible. I also prayed with him. So pray for him that God will help him to read the Bible and just to remember the little things that I shared with him, and continue to pray for me. I battle a lot of fear. Yeah. Sometimes I go to the park, I see someone sitting there, and I know God has sent me there to speak to them. I don't know what I'm fearing, and I just shake and then go back. And I know it's a weapon that the enemy uses in so many ways to just attack us, and so many lies, you know. He just starts to diminish me there and give me enough reasons why I cannot talk about God or anything to a Japanese person, you know, but they're all lies of the enemy.